A mass vaccination campaign is underway in the Democratic Republic of Congo. The World Health Organization began vaccinating people on Saturday for bacterial meningitis. The DRC government declared an epidemic in August, but the highly contagious outbreak may have started months earlier and went unchecked.
For 2 days in my village, I had a high fever, cold and convulsions, headaches as well. I did not know it was meningitis, but when they brought me here, the test result was positive for meningitis.
It's an inflammation disease that can have flu-like symptoms and causes the soft protective tissue around the brain and spinal cord to swell. The affected Tshopo province is located in the middle of a country that is located in the middle of a continent. The hope is a rapid response now can contain this very serious illness to the local population in Benalia and keep it from spreading throughout the province and beyond.
Up to now, we still have huge challenges in assisting all the people in need of treatment because of logistics, as most people affected by the outbreak in this territory live in the mining zones located on the other side of the river. They need to be brought here to the hospital for treatment, but unfortunately, we don't have a boat to do so.
Where this is happening is part of the African Meningitis Belt, a region that runs across the continent from Senegal to Ethiopia and comprises 26 countries. It is the most vulnerable region in the world to reoccurring outbreaks.
This outbreak seems to be more deadly compared to the last. In my area, there's many cases of people with meningitis in a critical condition. I've already lost around 7 members in my area, including members of my own family. Most of them died here in the hospital and some in the house. We're suffering too much.
While the latest epidemic seems to have been confined for now, tracking data points to a grim reality. This time, the disease is deadlier than before. Zain Basravi, Al Jazeera.